When I was in Alaska for 4 years and I worked at two different lodges, when I switched lodges after the second year and went to be head guide at Brooks Lodge in Katmai National Park, a lot of our duties became guiding photographers as well. Because Katmai is, if you've ever seen a picture of a bear standing on top of a waterfall catching a salmon, mm-hmm. that's where that's from. So I lived in that park for 2 years and was able to take my camera every single day and be essentially chasing bears around. So being able to have that camera in my hands for 5 months every day, all of a sudden was like, this is the part of this that I like now. You know, this is where my passion is. The fishing's amazing, but how do I translate this into year round? How do I never get that camera out of my hands? And that's when I came home in the fall and started chasing outfitters around and guiding duck hunts down in Kansas. And I filmed a couple small shows. And then that just kickstarted what I was doing for the, you know, foreseeable future then.
What was maybe the aspect of your craft that you've been able to pinpoint of you being able to improve the most since you kind of made that transition?
You know, a lot of it's just, especially in the hunting world, there's so many adverse conditions, and being able to just capture that moment. You know, a dog's eyes when they're sitting in the blind and they're watching. It's something that everybody sees and looks at, but they don't really watch. You don't get to stop that moment because there's so much going on. And just for me, capturing all of the little things that are going on in a hunt or a fishing trip that are why we all love to do it, but somebody looking in from the outside may not understand the beauty that's going on, all of the fun and those little moments that are happening, and being able to pick those apart is kind of the part that I really enjoy out of all of it.
You've been doing this full time since 2020, so you have about a little over 2 to 3 years of experience with it. Was there a shoot that you remember the most that, you know, maybe you rank above even other ones? Even if you didn't have the best pictures or the best videos that came out of it, was there a really memorable experience in your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, stuff like elk hunting out west, you know, I've been fortunate enough to film a few over the last couple of years. And when you're 35 yards from a bull that's coming in screaming, looking for cows, I mean, it's just one of those jaw-dropping moments that, you know, with or without a camera, with or without a gun, it's unbelievable. And just to be able to experience stuff like that is super cool.
Now, you mentioned as kids, you used to dream about, you know, making a hunting show or a fishing show or something like that. You get to do that now. What are some of the projects that maybe we can look forward to seeing here in the future?
Yeah, I mean, coming here in the next couple months, the Crush TV will drop their new season. That's one that I chased them around for 80 days last year. We did a Western tour, and then I spent 60 days with them during whitetail season. So that one should come here. I believe they'll drop that third quarter.